With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Morale is low among Facebook employees.
Facebook has been dealing with scandal after scandal this year. Almost every week, they've had problems, many problems with data privacy. They've had problems with Russian misinformation ahead of elections. They've had problems with a lot of their founders of the companies they've purchased leaving under controversy.
Wall Street Journal reporter Kirsten Grind has the details. But first, here are some other top stories. As Uber eyes an initial public offering next year, third quarter results show the company is experiencing slower sales growth. The company's loss also widened to more than $1 billion. Uber reported a 38% rise in revenue from a year earlier and said the total order value for its food delivery program, Uber Eats, more than doubled from a year ago. The midterm election saw a record voter turnout. More than 100 million ballots were cast, up from 83 million in 2014. Voter turnout is also estimated above 49% of eligible voters, which would make it the highest since 1914. That's according to initial calculations by Michael McDonald, an associate professor at the University of Florida. Rising interest rates and lower resale values could make it more expensive to lease a new car. The Wall Street Journal reports that automakers are pulling back on promotions, and it's becoming more expensive to trade in for newer models. Research firm J.D. Power finds lease payments have been rising in the past few years and were at an average of $448 a month through September this year. That's up from an average of $437 a month in 2017. Dating app Bumble, which has nearly 45 million users, is expanding into India. Chief Executive Whitney Wolf-Hurd also spoke about her company's business strategy in finding local influencers at the Wall Street Journal's Tech D Live conference this week.
It's who at the high school or the college has a voice. Who do the young women look up to? Who do people respect? Who do they want to be in the room with? And how can you let them champion your product?
Wolf-Hurd also said Bumble is open to the possibility of a public debut. Still to come, why Facebook's employees aren't as optimistic about the company's future. Morale is lower among Facebook employees in what's been a difficult year for the company. Facebook has seen a sharp decline in its stock price amid ongoing criticism over its privacy practices and its efforts to weed out misinformation on its platform. Joining us now from San Francisco is Wall Street Journal reporter Kirsten Grind. Kirsten, Facebook's controversies appear to have taken a toll on its employees, at least according to this internal survey, asking them how they feel about the company and its mission. What can you tell us about the results this year?
Yeah, so this is perhaps not surprising, but these results are pretty bad. So it looks like just in the last year, morale among Facebook employees is down about 32 percentage points from last year. So only just over half of employees are optimistic about Facebook's future. Maybe perhaps more notably is only 53% thought that they were making the world better, down 19 percentage points from a year ago. That's a really big deal in Silicon Valley. Everyone wants to make the world better.
So those are some pretty striking results, especially on those big questions like whether you believe in the company that you're working for, whether you believe in its mission or even its future. How much has that particular measure declined from, say, other troublesome times in Facebook's history?
Well, that's one of the interesting things. These numbers are quite a lot worse than in 2016 when Facebook was already kind of struggling with misinformation after the 2016 presidential election. So that's kind of a test of how bad things have gotten since then.
Facebook admits it's been going through a difficult period. Shares are down more than 35% in the past 4 months. The company has also had some top leadership changes recently. The Wall Street Journal has been reporting on controversies over privacy practices, getting misinformation off the platform. What else has Facebook been struggling with this year that makes this period unique?
Oh my gosh, where to start? I mean, this is a company that literally can't go like more than a week without some very deep controversy or problem emerging. So you mentioned the big one, which was data privacy. They got in trouble earlier this year when Cambridge Analytica, a third-party firm, improperly accessed a lot of their data. They've been struggling with Russian interference in the elections. They've had a really big issue with the founders of the companies that they've purchased leaving the firm because of, you know, struggles with its leadership, Mark Zuckerberg, its chief executive, or Sheryl Sandberg, its COO. So we've written a lot about that. We wrote about the problems the founders of WhatsApp had, the problems the founders of Instagram had. Just this week, we had a story on another founder, Palmer Luckey, who was fired from his virtual reality company by Facebook. So it's just been one thing after another for them.
How is Facebook responding to declining morale among its own employees? And overall, what does this survey mean for the company?
The biggest thing for them is, you know, it is very hard out here to recruit engineers. It's very competitive. It's going to make it very hard for them if their employees are just disenfranchised and want to work somewhere else. I mean, they can just go down the street and get a job at Google or any number of startups or companies out here. So hopefully it won't translate into a big recruitment problem for them.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Kirsten Grind joining us from San Francisco. Thank you so much, Kirsten.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.